Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak. I'm sorry that I came a little late, but I caught the last statements of Vaidyanath Prabhu, who explained really what comes through Srila Prabhupada, not Nityananda, mercy, and even the highest dimensions from the spiritual world, Srimati Radharani's service to Krishna. And I was very attentive to Chakravarti Prabhu's points, who really gave us a magical formula of what the formula which Prabhupada so successfully applied in his own life, commitment to the spiritual master and his own example. And then he talked a little about the example by saying how Prabhupada really built up a devotional sangha, a devotional community, and how he cared for each one of us, and which he said was, amongst other things, obvious from the way he wrote his letters. Please accept my blessings. I hope this meets you in good health, your ever well wishers. Three powerful statements in one letter, which showed his concern. And then I very much also thought it was a wonderful point of Mother Dinasharna, how she said, unless we are connected to Srila Prabhupada, we are like disconnected bulbs and wires through which the electricity does not flow. Only when we are connected, it flows. Now, it's very interesting in my little talk, and we don't have so much time. I was reflecting on this last point, which connection to Srila Prabhupada, because I'm like all of us older devotees, older in age and older in practice, very much concerned that Prabhupada's wonderful legacy, which is the legacy of a ancient parampara starting really from Lord Krishna. Now I'm concerned that Prabhupada's legacy always continues obviously in the present, and will continue when all us gray-haired individuals who sit here either no longer actively preaching, because we are just on our deathbeds, or when we continue. So I would like to also speak about connection to Srila Prabhupada and applying his teachings and his magical formula, if you so wish. We could just quickly say the prayers. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pachanine Nivesesha Shunyavari Paskatyade Satarine Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, a very nice picture is invoked, a picture which describes Krishna, the spiritual master, and the disciples. And I feel if we understand this picture, we will be able to be properly connected. We will be also in this picture. Krishna there is compared like the sun to the sun, from whom all the light spreads. And the devotee of Krishna, the pure devotee, is compared to the moon, who reflects the sunlight. The spiritual master reflects the sunlight in the darkness of Kali Yuga, or in the darkness of the material universe. It is not his own light, but it is the light from the Supreme Sun, from the personality of Godhead. And those who again become servants of the spiritual master become what Prabhupada said, many moons. That is, also persons who reflect what the main moon, Prabhupada, has gotten from the sun, Krishna. And about this, being in this picture, so to say, I would like to talk a little bit. In 1973, Prabhupada once wrote to a disciple about this this principle. He said, "You have written so many nice things in praise of me, but I think that my Guru Maharaj is great. I'm not great. He is great. Sometimes by the association of the great, one appears great, just like the sun is great, heat and light. And by reflecting the greatness of the sun's light, the moon, in the dead of night, also appears great. But actually, the moon is by nature dark and cold. But in association with the sun, it has become accepted as great. This is the real position. So I thank you very much that you are..." Now Prabhupada says, he could have said, "I thank you very much that you are accepting, that you are appreciating me." But he doesn't say this. He said, "So I thank you very much that you are appreciating..." Whom do you think? "My Guru Maharaj," yes, he says, "who wanted to preach Krishna consciousness all over the world. He is so great." Someone writes a letter to Srila Prabhupada, "You are wonderful, you saved my life." And he said, "No, it's really my Guru Maharaj who is great. He sometimes, in association with the originalized source, someone becomes shiny, but the shine belongs to the original light source. This is his. This is a principle. This is a principle which devotees in Krishna consciousness need to understand. On their own, they are not great. They are cold and like a desert. The moon is like this. But when some light comes to them, the light from Krishna and the spiritual master, through the spiritual master, then they also shine. This is an important principle. Now, Prabhupada, throughout his being amongst us, looked for a moon. He always made it clear, like he was reflecting the light of his spiritual master, which is coming down from Krishna. He looked for other moons. He quoted this verse from Chanaka Pandit, which is saying, "Varameko guni putro na chamurka shater api ekas chandras tamohanti nacha tara ganar api. It is better to have one qualified son than 100 foolish ones. Innumerable stars cannot dissipate the darkness, but one moon can illuminate the night. And you know, Prabhupada was sure it's not so easy for a conditioned soul to understand, my God, I'm useless on my own. Only when I'm connected with the moon, with a great exalted acharya, then I'm something shines. It's very difficult. The ego will protest. No, I can also speak. I can also think. I can also sing a little. No, I'm not totally useless. My heart is not so cold. I have also something. But we revolt when we say we are alone, we are useless, and only with the connected we are useful. This is the whole material life. Is we want to act out another story. We don't want to be in that picture. We want to be in a picture where we are the center, where we are the sun. So in New York he said, and I remember he said this before, I believe, Chagavati Prabhu and Jaigora Prabhu's, where we did we get the Brahmin initiation together? Do you remember? Or I'm not so good at remembering. But I do remember he said before our leader that had asked for a few devotees to be Brahmin initiated. I don't remember them all. I remember myself because I got the letter. There in the letter, Prabhupada said, now we don't want so many more. We just let us keep whom we are. Let us train them so that they understand our point. And in New York, he repeated the same thing. We don't want numerical strength. That means we don't want to have many people. We want one sincere person, at least, who has learned to love God, Krishna. That's all. I have come to your country with this mission. And if I find one or two boys or girls that they have sincerely learned how to love God, Krishna, then my mission is successful. I'm not after any numbers. Because it's a difficult point to understand. I am not, oh my God, this means we are not a mass movement any longer. But then, please now listen how he continues. And this will tell you something about Srila Prabhupada. At this moment, when we listen to up till here in this lecture, we think, my God, I'm not a member. I'm not one of those, you know. That's sure, just look at me. I mean, at least I can really feel like that. Now, listen what he says. Are you interested in this subject? That means you will listen attentively. Good. Because if I can turn one soul to Krishna consciousness, he will do tremendous work because he will be fire. You see, he can do tremendous work. And then he quotes this verse which you have heard a little earlier. Ekas chandras tamohanti nachatara sahasrashah. One moon is complete to drive away the darkness of night. Not millions of stars are required. What will these millions of stars do? One moon is sufficient. So that was Prabhupada's mission and desire. A question we should ask, was it fulfilled? Is there one moon in the Hare Krishna movement? And if there is such a moon, will we recognize him? There was a lot of discussion amongst Prabhupada disciples about this question. Only Srila Prabhupada would be able to tell us definitely about if there's one moon or not. No? But now it gets even more exciting. So our propaganda is to create one moon. You see? But fortunately, by Krishna's grace, many moon-like boys and girls have come to me. You see? Many moons. And the Prabhupada starts to laugh. He chuckles. Chuckles means a silent laugh. I was thinking of having only one moon. But Krishna sent me many. Hopefully there are many moons, and in the future they will be doing very nice. This is para upaka. To spread this Krishna consciousness movement is the best service to humanity. Prema Pumato Mahan. Now you may think, Prabhupada is here like a loving father. A loving father will tell that even his blind child very qualified. He will say, Prabhupada used to speak about this father who loved his blind son so much that he called him Padmalochan, or Lotus-eyed one. It's definitely not the right name for a blind boy, but when you love your boy, then you don't see accurately. So we may doubt. Prabhupada may have said out of his love to his disciples that they were all moons, that they were able to reflect the light of Krishna which had come through their spiritual masters. But during Prabhupada's lifetime, we remember a few times where Prabhupada spoke, for instance, about a devotee like Jayananda Prabhu. He said that Jayananda Prabhu surely went back home, back to Godhead, and he requested that his picture would be placed on the Ratha Yatra card. It was one of his disciples who was surrendering to Srila Prabhupada and who became a moon by this surrender, by this connection. So the Prabhupada wrote during his lifetime, when Jayananda passed away, that you are very dear to Krishna, you have gone back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada understood, if we can understand the simple principle that we will be of connection, then we will be no longer our limited personality, but we will be empowered by the light of the parampara. And he made that clear in his initiation letters, for instance. That's the second proof how Prabhupada recognized many moons. He often said, if you follow our program, then I promise you Krishna will take you back to Godhead, because you have become someone Krishna takes back to Godhead. Huh? So you may now ask, okay, how can I become a moon? One answer we have gotten already from Dinasharana, Mother Dinasharana, and the speakers before. We need to connect with Srila Prabhupada and his teachings. I would now like to elaborate on this answer and say, what are his teachings? Vaidyanath Prabhu has said many, many, many are his teachings. Therefore, we find so many of his disciples emphasizing different points. They are really particular points from his teachings. But I would say two main things are there in his teachings, and you please now listen attentively to see if I'm telling the truth or if I'm just picking something out. There is a verse in the Bhagavatam where it says, light in this Kali Yuga will come through the Bhagavatam. Do you remember this verse? Have you heard this times? Some of you not a little bit there. So it means a little I have heard. So let us hear fully.
Krishna svadamu pagate dharma jana dibisaha kalo nashta drishamesha purana kudonodita.
This Bhagavad Purana is as brilliant as the sun, and it has arisen just after the departure of Lord Krishna to his own abode, accompanied by religion and knowledge. Persons who have lost their vision due to the dense darkness of ignorance in the age of Kali shall get light from this Purana. So he instructed us, learn the Bhagavatam, read it daily, regularly, and preach on the basis of the Bhagavatam and the Gita. No? The Gita, he sometimes also mentioned the Gita. It's a Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, about Krishna. So this is one source where we can shine, where we can light. If you want to line up with Srila Prabhupada, you definitely need to line up with his rays emanating through him. You need to become a follower of the Bhagavatam, the Bhagavad. And you need to align your life according to this. And the second source of light, the second shine, which we need to reflect, really, is the holy name. There are many, many verses about how the holy name is the light in Kali Yuga. But I will just read to you one from Rupa Goswami. As it goes like this. As the rising sun immediately dissipates all the world's darkness, which is deep like an ocean, so the holy name of the Lord, if chanted once without offenses, dissipates all the reactions of a living being's sinful life. All glories to that holy name of the Lord, which is auspicious for the entire world. So if you want to get the light of Srila Prabhupada, which you need to connect with these two lights, the Bhagavatam and also the holy name. Srila Prabhupada, he said to us, and it's there in his books, that means he really means it, of all the instructions of the spiritual master, the instruction to chant 16 rounds without offenses every day is most important. You can't become a moon if you don't get light. If you are a moon, if you don't get light, you will be cold, and there will be no light from you. So if you want to connect with Srila Prabhupada, and that's what we talk about, you will need to connect to his teachings, which emphasize these two sources of Krishna light, and which we are meant to reflect, the Bhagavatam and the holy name. Now, it would require a lengthy class, maybe a seminar over 5 days to really prove this. But I would like to assure you that this research has been done in Prabhupada's teachings, and the points which you have just now heard are really not speculation, but they are true. Prabhupada emphasized the daily reading of his books again and again. He said, my only criticism of my disciples, and then we who sit here are not always good, at least I am not always good. He said, they don't read my books. If you don't read, there will be after some time, there will be no more Haribol, Haribol. And you can see many of Prabhupada's disciples are not making Haribol, Haribol any longer. They are doing other things at the moment. We are blessed here that we have practicing disciples of Prabhupada amongst us. About the chanting, he always made this point. To connect with Srila Prabhupada means really to connect with his teachings, and as Prabhupada said, as Chakravarti Prabhu said, and I like this very, very much. This was a very good research presentation to connect also to Prabhupada's example. I would like to encourage all of you to become one of these many, many moons. I remember how Mother Dina Sharma told us she met Prabhupada one time. I also met Prabhupada a few times, you know. And all of us here, we were not constantly traveling with him. And so on. We met him a few times, but somehow, by I guess Prabhupada's mercy and by some mercy, or in the case of my god brothers, I can say due to their qualifications, they have understood we need to be connected with Prabhupada to shine. Our own shine is we want to be in the picture. Krishna is here. Then the acharyas are here like the moon, and now we need to reflect their light and be like moons or stars. The idea is reflect, be connected with them. I wish you all the best to move out of the wrong picture in your life and get into the right picture, the divine picture of Krishna consciousness, which is possible for all of us. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Thank you so much, Maharaj. We would like at the end of this lecture session also ask Madhavananda Prabhu to briefly speak about Srila Prabhupada.
Gurave Guru Chandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tud Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nivisesa Shunyavadi Paschachadi Shatarane Vancha Kopatarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Binda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Rama Rama Hare Hare. I feel very shy to try to speak in this assembly, especially in front of all the very senior devotees here. Sachinanda Maharaj is pushing us something, but we're very happy and privileged to be here today to hear something from Sachinanda Maharaj and Vaidyanath Prabhu and Chakravarti and Madhadina Sharana. I look forward to hearing something from Jai Gaur Prabhu. I didn't have the good fortune to meet Srila Prabhupada, so we can meet him through you. And this is something I think that for our generation of devotees is something we have to appreciate. We didn't have the good fortune to meet Srila Prabhupada, so we can meet him through Srila Prabhupada's disciples. I first met the devotees and started chanting about 7 months after Srila Prabhupada left this world in 1978. And then we joined in Los Angeles, and we said a little something about this last year, how when we joined there, we would go to Srila Prabhupada's room, and we'd see pictures of Prabhupada in his room, and we would always hear from devotees about Srila Prabhupada, like we're hearing so many very wonderful and very deep comments today. And the devotees, they took us to Chevy Hills Park in the mornings for walks in Los Angeles. That's a place where Srila Prabhupada used to go for his walks. And we would go to Venice Beach, also another place where Prabhupada would go. So from the very beginning, for all of us, I think, myself included, Srila Prabhupada is such a very, very important person. And we should contemplate deeply on our relationship with Srila Prabhupada as second-generation devotees, and what does it mean? And I would suggest, from my own humble understanding, that we should not consider Srila Prabhupada in the same way that many Christians consider Jesus Christ, but we should have a more intimate relationship. As Chakravarti Prabhu was nicely pointing out, and Mother Dinasharana, we have to have some connection. And that has to be a very personal connection. We were quoting some verses from the 10th canto of the Bhagavatam a few days ago, the first of which was often quoted by Srila Prabhupada. Yashyaham anugrinami harishita dhanam shanaita todhanam tojanchasya swajana dukha dukitam. That Krishna says, I give my anugraha in this way, that I take everything away from that person and I make them cry. That doesn't really sound like very much mercy. And in the next verse, Krishna describes further to Yudhishthira, Sayata vitato dyogo navina shadhaneha matparai krita maitrasya kurishi madanugraham. He said, this is my anugraha. He says that when in that situation everyone leaves them and they don't have anyone, then matparai krita maitrasya, they make friends with someone who's matparai, who's dedicated to Krishna. And Krishna says, Kurishi madanugraham. This is how I give my mercy. In Vishwanath, in his Sarita commentary, Sarita Darshani, he says that Kurishi madanugraham means that Krishna directly, he manifests a form. Jiva Goswami in Bhaktisandarbha, he speaks about two types of guru. He calls him Samasti Guru and Vyasti Guru. Samasti Guru means the sum total of all gurus, who's like the sun, and that's Krishna. And the Vyasti Guru is like a kiran or a ray of light from that sun. And there's so many different gurus in that way. But in another sense, for all of us, Srila Prabhupada is also something like Samasti Guru, the source of all gurus, because he's the moon, and he would no doubt say that he's not that thing, and Krishna is that. But for us, this moonlight, this current, is coming through Srila Prabhupada and is being reflected through so many other different devotees. So we should have a personal relationship with Srila Prabhupada. Our mercy comes from Krishna, matparaikrita maitrasya, when we make friends with someone. When we've given up everything else and all of we've given up taking shelter of pursuing wealth and trying to get happiness in the material world, and Krishna really smashes us, and then we make friends with the devotees. We take shelter of someone. It's a personal relationship, as Chakravarti Prabhu is so very beautifully pointing out. So what is my relationship with Srila Prabhupada? I can say is, Mother Dinasharana was pointing out yesterday, someone came to me, oh, you're so lucky you met Srila Prabhupada. And many times we hear this. devotees come and they say, oh, Srila Prabhupada was so wonderful, and many times they tell stories. I met Prabhupada and this and this. And we sit and listen and say, well, gee, that's really nice. What about us? So our relationship is not like a relationship it shouldn't be of the Christians to Jesus Christ, but it should be something real. And I would suggest that we have at least two relationships with Srila Prabhupada. One is that he's our founder acharya. And as a founder acharya of this movement, we all have some connection with him. But that's not such a personal thing. And there's a second relationship that we all have that I'm sorry to say, but I don't hear spoken of so much in ISKCON, but I think is very important. And that is, for me, Srila Prabhupada is my Param Gurudev. He's my grandfather. He's not just a Jesus Christ kind of figure, but he's someone very real in my life. I spent a few years in Los Angeles in the 80s as a bhakti leader in the temple, and our service was to preach to new people and to try to train them. And I found a very interesting phenomena, which I've spoke to devotees from all over the world and heard the same account from people all over. And that is, many, many people, when they first join, practically everyone it seems, when they first join, they have some dream of Srila Prabhupada. The Prabhupada comes to them. I had such a dream. Prabhupada came to me in a very powerful way and gave me some very practical instructions. He's real. Prabhupada once said that the grandfather is even more merciful than the father. So we should think like that, and don't just make Srila Prabhupada into a kind of deity, an impersonal head of a church. But he's also something very real for all of us. And we'll meet him through all the many different moons that Srila Prabhupada has reflected himself in. And we can meet him and serve him. It's very important. We have the good fortune today to be with so many wonderful devotees who met Srila Prabhupada maybe for a short time, maybe one time. But they had that acknowledgement. They had that acceptance from Srila Prabhupada. And that's something we didn't have. And they were trained up either directly by Srila Prabhupada or by the devotees at the time of Srila Prabhupada. So we don't have that. But it's important for us, if we want to have a relationship with Srila Prabhupada, we want to serve him. I'd like to read something brief to you from a comment from our new book, When Good Fortune Arises. It's it's something from my revered spiritual master, Gaurgovinda Maharaj. He was speaking about Srila Prabhupada, and this, although we didn't write in the book, but this is actually something he spoke to me. And so when he said this to me, I felt a very strong mission for myself in connection with Srila Prabhupada. Gaurgovinda Maharaj said, there are three things that are very important to me. One is that I want to preach to the preachers. It causes me so much pain to see the devotees falling down and going away. As I think Chakravarti Prabhu was pointing out, Srila Prabhupada would cry when he would hear devotees leaving. So my spiritual master said this thing, I want to preach to the preachers. And this is a very important thing I see Satchinanda Maharaj is doing. And this program here in Goloka Dham, it's a very, very important program. Satchinanda Maharaj was speaking so many things about how Srila Prabhupada wanted to preach to the devotees. In one such letter, I recall Prabhupada said, our motto is class, not mass. And so we need programs like this to nourish the devotees, to nourish the preachers. Otherwise, how will things go on? And we should all help that. And we can help Srila Prabhupada's mission in that way and develop a personal relationship with him. My grandma said, the second thing is that I want to show how everything is in Prabhupada's books. And those persons who are saying that Srila Prabhupada only gave ABC, it causes me so much pain in my heart. I want to make them mum. So today in our Vaishnav society, things are very different than they were in the 70s when these dear devotees were joining ISKCON. today we have so many books. And you can go to Lloyd Bazaar in Vrindavan and you can buy Govinda Lilamrita and Krishna Bhavanamrita and Gita Govinda and so many, many different books. And many books of the Goswamis. And we become a little bewildered. Which book should we read? Which book should we not read? We should read Srila Prabhupada's books. And we should understand that Srila Prabhupada gave us everything. In his book, Srila Prabhupada also says, for further information, one should read Brihad Bhagavatamrita. They should read Vedanta Sutra. He says in one place, false devotees think that one should not read the works of the previous acharyas. We should read other books. But we should see that all these other books, these are reflections of the moon of Srila Prabhupada. We wouldn't have these books if it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada's books. And we should read in Srila Prabhupada's books in a very deep way. Krishna Tulya Bhagavata Vibhusarvashray Prati Shloki Prati Aksharnanata Koi. Krishna Das Kavraj Goswami says about the Bhagavatam that it's non-different from Krishna. Just as Krishna is Vibhu, the Supreme Lord, so also is the Bhagavatam. And Prati Shloki Prati Aksharnanata Koi. In each and every verse, in each and every syllable of the Bhagavatam, there's unlimited meaning. So also in Srila Prabhupada's books. My spiritual master, he once quoted, I think it's the poet Merton. He said that, we both read the Bible day and night, only you read black and I read white. Mm-hmm. So in Srila Prabhupada's books, there's so many different things that are to be said. And we see in our society, many devotees understand them in different ways. We can't understand Srila Prabhupada's books unless we serve the Bhakta Bhagavat. There are two Bhagavats. And Prabhupada said in one lecture, which deeply moved me, he said that some people say, what is the use of accepting guru? Veera Bhavaprabhu also put this in his book. What is the use of accepting guru? And then Prabhupada said, of course, they have a very bad experience. Well, that sounds very familiar. Mm-hmm. And then Prabhupada said, they may say, I'll just read the books, I'll just read the Gita. Prabhupada said, they may read the Gita 100 times, they may read 1,000 times, but they won't understand a single word. So we can have some kind of relationship with Srila Prabhupada through his books. But it's not like the thing that we do in a class in school. We're studying English Literature 101, and we read George Orwell's 1984, and we want to master the book. We don't master Srila Prabhupada's books. But we want to serve them. And we do that by serving the other moons of Srila Prabhupada. Bhaktya Bhagavatam Graham Nabudhi and Nachitikaya. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says you can't understand the Bhagavatam except through bhakti. Nabudhi, not with your intelligence. And not even through the commentaries. But we understand it through serving. So my spiritual master went on. He said, it causes me so much pain in the heart. I want to show that everything is in Prabhupada's books. And he said, and the third thing is, I want to show how everything is in ISKCON. And that devotees do not have to go elsewhere for higher teachings. And please don't think that my spiritual master was a sectarian kind of person. He grew up in a Gaudiya Vaishnava family. He told us that he said, I knew many, many disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He knew many Babajis. He knew many Vaishnavas in Orissa. They were coming to see him sometimes, some disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He said, but I saw that none of them were my guru. And I was looking for my guru. And when he met Srila Prabhupada, he said, I knew this was my spiritual master. So he wasn't a sectarian person. We should understand that now our Vaishnava community is becoming very broad. And there are many different Vaishnavas. 20-30 years ago, there was only ISKCON. But now we have so many Vaishnavas, and we shouldn't hate them. That wouldn't be pleasing to Srila Prabhupada. We shouldn't be fanatical and think that we're the only persons in the world. Srila Prabhupada also said that some of his godbrothers went back to Godhead. There are other Vaishnavas out there, but we should be faithful to our Gurudev and faithful to Srila Prabhupada and faithful to Prabhupada's society. My Guru Maharaj emphasizes so much, and there's a long discussion I was going to read. I can just mention very briefly. I'll read a few words from it. In Heidelberg, Germany, a devotee asked me, Sachinanda Maharaj asked him, Maharaj, why have you come? You have so many bodily problems. Still, you're doing a lot of traveling and preaching. What is your purpose? And Gorgavinda Maharaj said, I've dedicated my life, my body, my mind, my speech, everything for the service of Guru and Guranga. My revered spiritual master, Srimad A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Maharaj, founded this international society for Krishna consciousness. This society is like his life, his body. I feel that he's getting so much pain now. After his disappearance, many so-called sannyasis and leaders have left. And some are now criticizing ISKCON, criticizing Srila Prabhupada, committing such great offenses. He was very, very disturbed about this. And not in a sectarian way. But this is bhakti. If we want to develop bhakti, we have to become nishta. We have to become fixed. And not in a sentimental kind of way. There's the examples given in Chaitanya Bhagavat of the devotee Mukunda, who Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to reject because he was going to so many different places and hearing from so many different people. We can respect everyone, but we need to develop the maturity to be faithful also to our guru and to Srila Prabhupada and to the society. And as I think it was Chakravarti Prabhu was saying, that he's been in ISKCON now for 40 years and he's seen the best and he's seen the worst. I remember some years ago, one very senior disciple, Srila Prabhupada, who left ISKCON. Somehow he has some affection for me. He likes our service. And one day he was speaking to me and he started preaching to me. Madhavananda, why are you staying in ISKCON? There are so many problems, so many bogus people. And he started telling so many bad things, which unfortunately were true. And this person, who's the incarnation of book distribution, this person is a very, very difficult person to defeat. And who am I? I'm a junior devotee. This is a very senior sannyasi Prabhupada disciple. And he just was preaching to me very heavy like this for a long time. And finally, because I was very quiet, he said, so what do you think? And then I was in big trouble. What am I going to say? This person, I tell you, practically no one can defeat this person in argument. So I had to look very deep in my heart. And I said, well, Maharaj, it's like Kurukshetra. And he said, Kurukshetra? What do you mean, Kurukshetra? And I said, well, we've heard that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he once commented that at the end of his life, Thakur Bhaktivinoda wanted to go to Kurukshetra. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said many devotees couldn't understand why he wants to go to Kurukshetra. At the end of his life, man, you want to go to Radhakund. You want to go to Vamsivat, Vrindavan, Kurukshetra. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said, they're Vairasik. They're not Rasik devotees. They don't understand how Thakur Bhaktivinoda is so very Rasik. Because he's a servant of Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani in Kurukshetra, she's in a very difficult situation. There's no Vamsivat, there's no Gobardhan, there's no Radhakund, there's no Vrindavan forest. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said that that service, which is the most needed, is the most appreciated. And that's why Bhaktivinoda wanted to go to Kurukshetra. So I told this senior devotee, I said, so Maharaj, that's also my humble understanding. That service which is the most needed is the most appreciated. And I also see, and I've also been abused and had many problems in ISKCON, but I see the service which is the most needed is the most appreciated. And that's why I'm still here today. Because I hope to get some blessings from Srila Prabhupada and Srila Prabhupada's senior disciples by remaining faithful to this movement and doing some service, even with all the problems. Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement ki. Gopremanandi.